Human Story Theatre the Podcast Series 2 brings you our play Happy Even After, which has been adapted for audio and is available here in 3 episodes, with the 4th episode offering current advice and support from a domestic abuse expert. Previously in Happy Even After, the honeymoon phase definitely ended for Naomi, with her horizons and ambitions beginning to be shrunk. And amongst the humour of the older couple, we heard the more serious side of Peter, his work as a police officer and his DA cases. Happy Even After by Gay Poole. Episode 2.
Corrie?
Don't mind. I'd sit on the floor like this with my dad, protected between his knees, watching his beloved John Wayne Westerns, infuriating him by constantly interrupting.
Surely not.
I'd go, Daddy, Daddy, which one's the baddie? Safe in the knowledge that he'd tell me which one to look out for. Peter?
What? Here, I've had an idea. How about we get a takeaway for tea?
I thought it was your turn to cook.
Exactly.
You don't see them cooking much either, do you, on Corrie?
They've spent all their money in the pub or at the cafe. None left for home-cooked frittata. My kind of people.
I'll have the biryani. Right.
Pre-sheesh kebab shag. Back soon.
Hi, love. Oh, sorry I'm late. I got chatting about this website project I'm doing.
And lost track of time?
Well, yes. I got so absorbed in these butterflies.
And who are you doing this project with?
My tutor, Damien. He's gay, remember?
So he says.
Oh, no, he really is. He focuses on visual branding and merchandising. He says we need to now because it's all going more digital.
And that makes him gay, does it? Interesting. Well, you won't have to worry about that for much longer, will you?
We agreed that.
Agreed nothing. You were the one who said we both needed to keep working while we don't. I was hoping you would be back earlier so we could go out and celebrate my promotion.
Oh, wow. Oh, well done, love.
So you can leave the course.
But I'm nearly finished. And
there you go again. You seem to have a very different version of what was agreed. Maybe I'm just tumouring you the same as Damien.
Not this again.
Sorry if I'm repeating myself. It just seems nothing will sink into that thick head of yours at the moment. I need you at home with our baby. You know there's no substitution for having a mother at home, and you will be the best. I know
it. And I can be, Ash. In just a few months, I can set up my business from home. Damien has said that he's
going to... Fucking Damien! What's he got to do with our lives?
I just thought
Look,
that you'd be...
there's no point in pretending to be Stella fucking McCartney, OK? I need you here as my muse. There's going to be a lot of pressure, but this is my time. I can feel it. I'm doing this for us, Naomi.
Of course. That's wonderful, and I'm so proud. So, how about if I just hand in my final project, and then they may let me get my diploma early, and then when I'm at home for you, I can be taking some of the pressure off by doing some online sales of my work.
Is that what you really want, love?
Yes.
What are you waiting for, then? Go and get ready and let's go and celebrate.
I'll be really quick.
Fuck! Fuck!
I'm
so sorry, love.
Oh, my God.
I know what it means
done?
To you. It was an accident.
No.
I was just having a look at your work and it slipped.
Oh, my God, it's ruined.
I said I'm sorry.
I spent months making
Did you not
this. How,
fucking
I'll
hear me?
To do it
I
again.
Said I'm
you?
Sorry.
Ash,
you can be here with me
Ash,
now.
No. Ash,
you can Ash, be here no. with me now. You can be Ash. Here with me now. You were hysterical. I had to.
No, it's okay, love. You've just had a fit. You're okay. Shh, no, I'm here. Come on. Put your arm here. You know the drill. That's it. I'll get us a nice brew in a minute. Just relax.
This is the effect you have on me.
Away with you, woman.
Just sit here and talk to me a while.
Bloody Gestapo. You women and your what are you thinking and talk to me.
We're just curious about what's going on in your interior world.
I don't have one.
You do, albeit a smutty one.
Oh, all right. Man, you are playing later and I'm wondering whether Kate's going to hide kale in my pizza topping again tonight.
All right. Tell me about work, then.
Well, there's not much to tell.
Peter!
OK, well, that posh twat came in again today, you know, the wife beater. We've got him banged to rights this time. These cases, they get to me. The manipulation. It makes my blood boil. Gaslighting, I call it.
I don't understand why these women don't just leave. I would.
Well, someone explained it to me once. It's as if the woman were on a desert island with the perpetrator and a boat comes along and it only has one oar and a leak. So she stays close to him, safer in his shadow.
What?
Well, as in, when she leaves, where would she go? She'd have no money. The kids would have to go to a different school and likely should have inflamed the situation even more by leaving. Now, the best question you can ask anyone in that situation is, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, that's pretty obvious.
No, it's not that he kills her. It's that she kills him. She'd go to prison. Where would the kids be? Sometimes it has to come to that. God, it gets me.
You're an old softy. I can't imagine you laying a hand on anyone.
I wouldn't dare. You have me wrapped around your little finger.
Good. Because I'd love that cup of tea.
I'll see what I can lace it with.
Peace offerings from a bad husband. Don't know if they're the right colour, of course. Forgive me?
Yes. They're beautiful. Thank you. I think we're both just stressed at the moment. You with your job.
Exactly.
And me with...
I need you. You're the Jane to my Rochester. This bee to my Pyramus.
Maybe Rihanna to your Chris.
What?
Nothing.
I've rebooked the table, so go and get changed. Wear the blue dress I bought you.
Happy anniversary.
You first.
A new wallet. Any money in it?
Leather for our third year. I remember to look it up this time.
What does it mean, then?
Shelter. Security. Thanks for taking care of me these past years.
You daft epiph. You never talk about how it was with Jeff.
He was a bastard. End of.
No good times?
Of course there are always good times. But you're not going to draw me, Mr. Jolly.
Here.
And it's a... wallet.
Great mind, eh? And your body's not bad either. For an old...
You'll be lucky. I haven't slept a wink, what with your snoring. And then you were tossing and turning.
Well, what do you fancy doing today? It's beautiful outside. Walk and pub lunch.
Very romantic, Plod. Oh, Peter! Don't go all innocent on me.
Ply me with broccoli. What do you expect?
What are you staring at?
Sorry. It was this, Admiral Butterfly bashing against the glass.
You need to stop daydreaming, Naomi, and start doing some cleaning. This house is a pigsty.
I thought we could take Tasha to the park today and then maybe go for lunch all together.
Won the lottery, have we?
A picnic, then.
You've missed these marks. Look at this. Some spring clean. And I told you I've got classes today. You don't listen.
On a Saturday, I didn't...
Listen. No, you didn't.
I don't want to argue on our anniversary.
Who's arguing? You really are too sensitive, Naomi. Your parents made a mistake calling you that. How can someone whose name means pleasant be anything other than that? Just nice Naomi. Soft.
I'm not soft. I'm just trying to...
Trying? You're also neurotic. Needy. Naive. Oh, and barren.
It's okay, Tasha. Go back to sleep. Mummy and Daddy are just playing.
Oh, playing, are we now?
Don't.
Naomi.
Corrie?
You choose.
Antiques Roadshow, then? Corrie it is, then.
Fine. Just not the Antiques Bloody Roadshow.
But we'll never know what treasures we've got in our attic.
Oh, I know. Can you keep your legs still?
One, two, three, four.
Are you catching butterflies again?
Yeah.
Clever girl. Right now, set them all free. Yeah, look at them fly. Now, quick into bed. Let's play the game of you pretending to be asleep before Daddy gets home. Yeah, I'll get you some milk. Oh. I didn't hear you come in.
I'll go to her. You didn't sleep a wink last night. You rest, love.
No, I'll go. She's having nightmares again.
I want to take care of you, silly. I'll see to her. Daddy's coming.
Every breath you take. Every move you make.
Hi, Lissa. It's Naomi. Are you free tonight to do my hair? Yes, here, please, if that's okay. Great, bye.
I'm off to my lecture. I'll be back around 10. Be good. You're carrying my son and heir, remember?
Oh, more bloody babies.
Ah. You can talk to me, you know.
I bumped into Jeff.
Oh, bloody Jeff.
It wasn't the bumping into him. It was the fact he showed off his kids. Gloating that he managed to do that with someone else.
Yeah, I'd have loved kids too, but Julie's treatment put an end to that. You just have to make the best of it.
Yeah, well, you can't. That's how you are. My glass isn't as full. Just keep your legs still, will you?
You should have said, love. I'll get you a top up.
Peter? I'm sorry.
No, that's enough off. Thank you. Ash likes it long. He's sorry to have missed you. He's been called in to do an evening lecture.
Oh.
My specialist subject is more likely to be these four walls at the moment. Or strange cravings. My latest is lemon curd and pesto on white bread.
Tasty. Are you okay?
Oh, no. Sorry, it's just Ash. Do you mind if I call him back? Won't be a minute. Bye, love. Sorry, I had it on quiet as Tasha's asleep. Lissa's here, my hairdresser. Oh, okay. See you soon.
Oh. That looks nasty.
Oh, that? Silly me. I was driving and I had to pull up sharply and the seatbelt must have given me this mark.
Ouch.
No, it's fine. It doesn't hurt.
Okay. Fringe, all right?
Yeah, lovely, thank you. How was Alice's first party then? I'd love to have been there, but Tasha's getting really clingy lately.
Surely the seatbelt was the other side.
What?
I'm just wondering.
Oh, yeah. Oh, silly me. Ash was driving, that's why it's on this side. I was the passenger. Honestly, my memory. Oh, this is great, thank you. Let me help. I persuaded Ash to have a birthday party for Tasha. She's being a bit... well... oh, you're early, love. This is Lissa. Remember I said...
Lovely to meet you, Lissa. I see you finished. Perfect timing.
Yes, all done.
You see, I'm home early to treat my beautiful wife to a romantic meal, so I hope you don't mind me rushing you out the door. Hope we get to speak more next time, though. 40 should cover it. I've heard so many great things about you. All obviously true, I see. Anyway, bye for now.
Ring when you want another appointment. Take care, Naomi.
Lissa was
just... How many times do I have to tell you about parking? I've even put a line out there for you, but you still selfishly insist on taking up the whole front garden, so I have to scrape my car along the hedge. I think it's about time we became a one-car family before mine depreciates even more because of the damage you're causing. I'm going to get changed. I'm hungry.
I thought...
That's your trouble.
Oh, God.
And why are there fucking toys everywhere?
If you've been affected by anything in this episode, please visit our website, humanstorytheatre.com/podcast, for information about organisations that can offer support. In the next episode, feelings of entrapment become stronger, exacerbated by lockdown, and extreme reactions have devastating consequences. But will there be a happy even after? Subscribe to Human Story Theatre on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss it.